Good morning and welcome to the KGNC Golden Spread Agribusiness News Hour. I'm your host, Bryce Hudson, and as usual, every Thursday morning, we talk a little bit about Texas AgriLife with Mr. J.D. Raglin, a Randall County Extension agent down in Canyon, Texas. How are you doing today, J.D.?
Doing good, Bryce. Good to be with you here this morning, and always a pleasure to visit with you each and every week, and sharing agricultural information across the High Plains of Texas.
Well, talking about the High Plains, you know, we have been in desperate need of some showers, and we've gotten a little bit scattered here and there. How are things looking with some of this rainfall that we have gotten for some of those cotton, corn, and sorghum fields that have been planted or already up out of the ground?
Yeah, well, once again, as we've talked about, Bryce, numerous times, we've been talking about drought and drought management now for the last 12 months, basically, and it has been tough, and it's still tough out there, even though, as you mentioned, we did get a little bit of rain. It was certainly spotted, but drought management, whether you're row crop or in beef production, is still the hot topic, and we're continually trying to push information out to producers to help them better manage their drought stricken fields and or pastures and cattle, because it's definitely taken a toll. But yes, you did mention we did get a little bit of showers this past Sunday morning early, about 4:30 is when the cloud came across Canyon, anyway, where I live. But it was still pretty spotted right here in Canyon. On that particular rain episode, we received just a little over an inch. My gauge at my house had an inch point two in it. West of Canyon here, as you head towards Umbarger, those folks out in that neck of the woods got around 2 inches, give or take, depending on where you were at. But then again, as we talk about how the rain showers have been spotted and skippy throughout, you take those folks due south of Canyon on Interstate 27, head out that way 2-3 miles, and they got absolutely nothing. So, again, the rain showers continually be spotted, and we just need a really good general rain that covers the entire region. I know that's a tall order to ask for, but really, most importantly, that's what we need, a good general slow 2 inch, or we'll take more, no doubt, but I guess maybe if I could just get a good slow 2 inch rain, we would definitely see some benefit from that, no doubt.
Well, JD, I know that, you know, this past year we're trying to deal with the drought, trying to give some advice out there to those farmers and ranchers, no matter what, if you're doing row cropping or if you got some cow-calf operations out there. You know you've got some information out there for Texas AgriLife. What can you tell those farmers and ranchers who are really in desperate need for some just slow rain, like you said, for that soil? What's some information tips, or where can they find some for this drought monitoring situation?
Yeah, well, certainly no doubt. We're at the stage where, in terms of our row crops, that moisture becomes extremely critical. And the best advice we can give right now to producers out there is if you got moisture capabilities through either center pivot and or maybe possibly drip, it's important to try to stretch that moisture as far as it can reach. We're talking about cotton right now, getting close to the bloom stage, and it's a very critical time in terms of growth and development to not let that plant stress. And I know that's hard to do, particularly if we're on the dry land side of things, but on the irrigated things, where we've got those capabilities, just keep in mind, do what we can to keep those crops from stressing at this particular stage. Same goes for our corn and sorghum producers out there. Again, water demands are being hard to keep up with, particularly in our corn situations where water is in critical need right now to that particular crop to be able to produce yields of at least average. And I think at best this year, that's all we can shoot for. And if we don't get additional help from Mother Nature, we're going to be seeing below average yields across the board again this year. So we're hoping that producers are mindful that this is critical stage in terms of growth and development. As far as our sorghum producers, again, no different than the other crops we've mentioned. Most of those sorghum fields are at the V6 to V7 stage. And again, it is a critical time as those sorghum fields begin to start making ahead. Those plants are, and that grain field right now becomes real important. And that's where moisture, if we've got access to it, needs to be pushed through these fields to be able to keep that ongoing. Other thing we can do from producer side, and I know many of our producers out there are currently working, trying to reduce all kinds of weed issues. That's another thing that we can do from a management point to try to eliminate losing what any type of moisture we may have out there. Those weeds have a tendency, no matter what kind they are, they have a tendency to rob or steal our needed moisture that needs to be going to our crops and our individual plants out there. So weed control is a top priority right now as well. Again, as we mentioned, from a dry land situation, it's tough out there right now, and crops are suffering right now from a dry land standpoint. Unfortunately, there's very little you can do without Mother Nature help other than control those potential weed issues. You can also incorporate that into your dry land management plan. But for dry land producers, we've got crops that maybe because of the recent rainfall episodes have maybe gotten up and got off to a fairly decent start and really took advantage of that last rainfall episode if you were in an area where you were able to capture some. But if not, it's tough out there right now. And unfortunately, there's no magic answer to help our dry land producers other than Mother Nature and other than trying to do the best we can to keep weeds under control. Again, as we've talked about from our cattle production side, particularly our pastures, you know, with these drought conditions, unfortunately, most of our pastures fall under a dry land situation. In other words, there's no kind of additional moisture that can be applied for the most part. But if you do have pivot access for pastures, again, now, if it's where you can, it's a good idea to be providing those pastures some extra moisture. But from a management stand, again, we've talked about drought management through this whole program. And again, like I already mentioned, for the last 12 months, we've been preaching drought management. And hopefully one of these days, at least for a little while, maybe we won't have to be preaching that drought management techniques to put into place into our operation. But from our pasture situation, you know, reduced numbers is one thing to consider. If you're a cow-calf operator, maybe look at doing some hard culling on some of those cows that are maybe non-productive, maybe don't give quite as good milk production, or maybe have bad udders, or maybe you know, got some age on them where body scores and body condition type is hard to keep. You know, it's an ideal time to be thinking about doing that. And I know many cow-calf producers have done that as well. But limiting your grazing to your pastures right now is a key component and factor that one wants to consider if you're in the cow-calf business and obviously don't have any access to irrigation, and you're just solely dependent on Mother Nature. That's a short summary of some of the things that we can do to try to help alleviate. But as you guys there at the station are reporting, we've got a fairly decent chance of capturing some more moisture as we head towards the weekend, the July 4th weekend, and hopefully we'll be able to do that as rainfall is still desperately needed. If we look at some data in terms of rainfall, I'll just share this real quickly. If we compare 2021, which is a year ago today, the rainfall that we accumulated in 2021 at the tail end of June was right at 10 inches. And, you know, for 2021, we didn't have a great year as we went through the remainder of the year, but, you know, we captured somewhere around 15 to 17 inches, depending on where you is at, for the entire year for 2021, which is not bad. A little bit behind the eight ball there. We generally have an average or need to try to strive for an average of about 19 inches, but we haven't hit that mark in the last 6 years or so. So, you know, we compare that to today, and for 2022, we've only accumulated at this point, the tail end of June, just a little over 3 inches for the year to date. So we are a good 7 inches behind where we were this time last year, which tells you how dry it is. And again, Bryce, as we mentioned before, really, the last significant rainfall we had where we accumulated a good amount, we have to look back at last July, which is a year ago, where we accumulated about 5 inches during the month of July for 2021. So, you know, generally speaking, we don't normally get a lot of rainfall during the three hottest summer months of the year, and that being June, July, and August. So these rainfall episodes that we're encountering now is a bit unusual and is a good thing, particularly because of how dry it currently is. So I guess my hopes is if we can just continue through the summer months to capture some rainfall episodes that we normally don't get, maybe we can continue to provide these crops the needed moisture they need from Mother Nature as opposed to irrigation. That would be ideal, but generally speaking, we just don't get those. We generally start seeing good showers begin again starting in September as a rule of thumb. And hopefully this year will be an exception to that, and we can capture some good rain through these hot summer months where our crops desperately need it in a critical time for the growing season and the stage that our crops are in at the current and present time, and will continue to do so for the next 30 to 40 days.
Well, I couldn't agree with you more, JD. And whoever's praying for rain, because you know I am, please keep on praying, and hopefully Mother Nature will come in our support, because I know that a lot of you producers out there are really worried about what's going to come out of the harvest season. I know a lot of you wheat producers out there, we talk about it every Monday with Steely, how things are panning out okay, but some of those dry lands, we're just having to cut it and save it for some seed for the next year. But JD, I know right now that we have a lot of events happening with Texas AgriLife, and I know you've got one for some of that waste disposal. We talked a little bit about it with some of those weeds out there. We always have some chemicals, especially when it comes to pesticides as well, and figuring out a way to dispose of it correctly and properly. So what's happening out there with that event coming out in August?
Yeah, we want to remind our producers out there, you know, our producers want to do everything on their farm and operation environmentally friendly, and this is going to be a golden opportunity for those producers to capitalize. As you mentioned, on August 3rd, which is not far away, we'll be hosting along with the Texas Department of Agriculture and the Clean Earth Group, as well as U.S. Ag, Texas A&M AgriLife Extension has partnered with those folks, and we'll be hosting an unwanted pesticide applicator disposal day and location. That day, again, will be on August 3rd. They'll start at 8 a.m. and go to about noon. By the way, August the 3rd is on a Wednesday. Producers need to put this date on their calendar. You can take all your unwanted herbicide and pesticide liquid, as well as empty containers, and properly dispose of them. The location is going to be up at Dumas, up in Moore County, actually at the Moore County Gin, which is located at 11800 U.S. Highway 287 in Dumas. You can just simply go to the Moore County Gin there on that Wednesday and take all your unwanted pesticide and herbicide products and containers and get rid of them properly there. We'll have the equipment on hand to be able to assist you with those products and properly dispose of them. We haven't had one of these pesticide applicator collection sites and probably in about the last 6 or 8 years, Bryce. So this is an opportunity that we hope continues. And I know maybe Moore County is not convenient for every panhandle producer up there, but we're hoping to expand in the future and offer more of these at more different sites and more locations. But this would be a golden opportunity to get rid of those products. So make sure you put that on your calendar as well. And then, Bryce, also a couple of other events and information sites that we want to let our producers know about. Our High Plains region here has been hosting podcasts all summer long, targeting drought management, whether it be row crop related or beef cattle related, cow-calf producer, pasture information as well. We call that podcast Ranch to Rail podcast. It's through the North region here, through the Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service. It is a free podcast. Those podcasts last about an hour. There's about 10 or 12 of them that's been produced and are available online. You just simply need to go to the website I'm about to recite to you to be able to receive it free. You can look at the titles of each podcast, and then you can just simply click on it and listen free of charge. If you missed out on the live presentation, they were all recorded and all remain available for our listeners out there. Just simply go to https://agrilifenorthregion.libsyn.com, and that is spelled LIBSYN.com. Just simply go to that website. There's a listing of all of them there. There's some great information. The latest one that was just produced last week was featured Dr. Jason Smith, who is our Texas A&M AgriLife beef cattle specialist, along with Dr. Justin Benavides, who is our Texas A&M AgriLife economist. They tag team that particular episode and focused on drought management and economics. The next one, if you want to join us live, once you register one time, you'll automatically receive a notice of the next upcoming podcast, live episode, that is. The next one coming up on drought management economics will be held on July 7th. That is a Thursday. It'll be at 10 a.m., and you just simply go to that same website. That one there will actually feature and share information about drought management and economics and some of the things that we can do and the tools that we have available to help producers with those situations. And then finally, I want to start to begin to remind producers out there, our 45th annual Randall County Crops Tour will be coming up on August the 30th. That is a Tuesday. That is the last Tuesday in August. We'll start at 8:30 here at the Extension office, have morning presentations here, and then we'll have a noon luncheon. And then right now, we're still waiting on some confirmations, but it looks like we're going to be able to have three tour stops that afternoon, and we'll be sharing in more detail with you, Bryce, and the station there and all our listeners the complete agenda as it gets completed. But we did want producers to put that 45th annual Randall County Crops Tour on their calendar, and that'll be coming up in August, August 30th. More details soon to come.
Well, some great events out there for Texas AgriLife. And, of course, KGNC will be out there with myself or David Lovejoy out there for the Ag region discussing what's happening out there. But, JD, if anybody has any questions or just wants to talk some Texas AgriLife, where can they find you and how can they get a hold of Texas AgriLife?
You bet, Bryce. Well, the easiest way is just simply give us a call here at the Texas A&M AgriLife Extension office here in Randall County. That phone number is 806-463-0245. Actually, that's my cell. You can call it as well, or the office, 468-5543 is the office number. You can also reach us on our website. Check us out there where we've got postings of events, meetings, some of these podcast episodes, the links to those. If you missed that earlier, just visit us there at randall.agrilife.org, or you can simply stop by, pay us a personal visit here. We're located 200 North Brown Road in Canyon, right off of Highway 60. So, Bryce, we just want to remind our producers, our listeners out there, please continue to pray for rain. And we just wish everyone a very blessed, happy, and safe 4th of July holiday.
Well, JD, it's always a pleasure to talk with you about Texas AgriLife. And thank you so much for always coming on every Thursday and giving us some good agricultural advice and what's going on out there here in the High Plains.
You bet, Bryce. Always a pleasure, and appreciate what you guys do there at the station and sharing local agricultural information. We appreciate the time you let us visit with you, and we look forward to visiting with you again next week.
Well, that's it from us here at the KGNC studios. Remember, all interviews can be found at kgncnewsnow.com. And if you want some more agricultural information, go to Pasture to Pavement, Agriculture, the Original Innovators, where I talked with the North American Limousine Foundation about the limousine breed, as well as the beef cattle scrutiny that's been facing a lot of the feedlots recently. So tune in on Spotify or on our website. But again, y'all have a safe weekend out there, and we'll catch you next week.